This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Now let's jump down to Port O'Connor and see what's up with Captain Lynn Smith this morning. Good morning, Lynn. How's it going, bud?
Man, I tell you what, I've had enough of that wind couple of days. God almighty. I tell you what, I'm taking the day off, but I got to fish tomorrow. And, man, I've had enough of this wind. And it's supposed to blow 30 tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, and, that's pretty close. And we got a pretty good rain chance tomorrow, too, picking up.
Oh, isn't that special?
Yeah. Come get you some, man.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I thought it was going to get rained on yesterday. It looked pretty promising, but we didn't. I got rained on the day before. Got sprinkled. But anyway, it is what it is, you know. It'll get better. It will get better.
Oh, I'm telling you, because it can't get any worse weather-wise, wind-wise.
Oh, you wouldn't think. Man, it blew pretty hard yesterday. Man.
Yeah.
Good grief. I saw some boats. I was just getting ready to leave in the dock, and boy, there's boats just blowing by us, you know, heading out. They were going to go out across Matagorda, you know, and I like heading toward Greens, and I thought, this isn't gonna happen. And boy, they went out through those little jetties, and it wasn't but a few minutes, and boy, here they came back,
ducking back into that intercoastal, baby. Get back around them little jetties.
Oh yeah, they changed their mind real quick. They weren't gonna go across Matagorda Bay.
No way.
But, that wind was howling, man. Big time. But, you know, I had a pretty good topwater bite this week.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. And, but I had my best luck on the she-dogs. You know, every time that wind's blowing good, I like a she-dog. Get a good loud rattle.
Yes.
You know, and, but I had a good bite. And, I put on a skitter walk, and I didn't have as good a results with that, but that she-dog, it slammed them. It slammed them good early. And then they shut down early. They shut down on me about 8 o'clock. It was over. The topwater bite was, for me anyway.
Yeah, that skitter walk, the rattle tone that it has kind of reminds me of the original Jumping Minnows back in the day. It has that.
Yeah.
And...
yeah.
Sometimes that's a really great bait to throw, but that sea dog, you want to rattle them up from the dead, especially in dirty water or rough water. It's great bait.
Man. Yeah, exactly. I like that loud rattle.
Yes.
If that wind's blowing, we got a little chop, I want that sea dog.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Make some noise. And I'll tell the customers that. I'll say, man, make some noise with it. And old Jody Norris, old buddy of mine, I've never seen a guy work a topwater as hard as he does. But he rattles them up. He makes them mad.
Boy, Jody's been around a long time, man.
Yes, sir.
I remember when he and I fished together back in the days. We were youngsters. Golly.
Oh, I tell you what, he'll rattle them up with that topwater, buddy.
He will. He's a good fisherman.
He works
hard.
We've
got a lot of good fishermen up and down this coast, people you never hear about it, and they like it that way. They just they stay to their own and just quietly just obliterate the trout population.
Yeah, that's right. I was pulling my boat out.
We can really tear them up now with these three-piece limits we got, man. It's like driving through Popeyes and getting a three-piece chicken. Give me all dark meat, three pieces.
Yeah, we limited.
Oh, my God, we got our limit by seven.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, yeah, we smoked them. Oh, yeah. God almighty. I was pulling my boat out the other day, and somebody hollered at me. It was Jody. I said, oh, my goodness, man. He was putting his in, and I was pulling mine out.
Right.
Yeah.
You get your limit.
Yeah. He's recovering from that stingray hit, boy.
Boy, he took a hit, man. That's the worst one I've ever seen. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't it? Yeah. He got hit from a big one, man. One of the big ocean stingrays.
One of them car hoods.
That's it.
That had to be a monster. My gosh.
Big old Gulf stingray. Yeah. Well, he was down at the Chandeliers, you know. There's some big ones down there. He said he kind of slid off in a hole, and that ray was there and nailed him. It's a wonder it didn't just drag him off, you know.
I'm telling you, if it had stuck in him, it would have probably drug him, you know.
That's true.
You know, I saw a video the other day of one of them big giant car hood like rays a guy caught, and by his accent, it sounded like he was in Australia. But it was a stingray, and he's in the water, and his dog and wife are in the boat, and they're videoing. Well, he gets it off the hook. I wouldn't even have messed with it. I'd just cut the line, but he gets it off the hook, and it's laying there on his flat in about 6 inches of water, and, I mean, it's a giant. Well, he walks back to the boat about 10 feet from that ray, and then gets in the boat, and then that ray comes up to the boat, and then extends its tail over the gunwale of the boat, and you can see that ray, that tail, the barb separate from the tail, and just like he's trying to stick that guy for revenge.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I didn't think, you know, creatures would react that way, but it was like it was trying to get that stinger in him.
Side
of the boat, and then swam under the boat, and that was just crazy. That was a wild video.
Ooh. Oh, I've seen some big ones out in that Gulf, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and I guarantee you that the length of that barb, that's probably what Jody got hit with right there.
Yeah.
Monster.
Because it went all the way through his calf, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I've seen him out there on the first and second bar. You know, just huge. You poke them with your rod, and they don't even move. You know, they just lay there.
We got them just in Galveston Bay like that, Lynn. I've seen them on the Texas City flats over there, you know, behind Dollar and all around the dike area, wading Pelican Island, Sand Island, even over in East Bay at Fat Rat. And on the North Shoreline, that's just a minefield of stingrays in the summertime. Oh. It is crazy. Big ones.
Man, oh, man. Man.
And you'll see them in the middle of the summer. They'll be swimming around in July and August on top, and they'll have all their little pups behind them, little silver dollar size or a little bit bigger baby rays following them around, man. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was waiting the shoreline over here one day, and I looked over, and there was an old duck blind, and it looked like there was some redfish tailing. Uh-huh. Over by this old duck blind, I went, ooh, boy, look, his reds are tailing over there. And I was easing my way over there. And it was stingrays. And they had their wings up out of the water. You know, I think they were mating over there, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, uh-oh, I want to get away from over this. And they were just easing around there, but they had their wings up out of the water, you know, just cruising around in there.
Oh,
I said, no, I'm going to get away from this. Yeah. Oh, man, we got so many of them around there. Between the stingrays and the sharks, I said, no, no, this is not a good place to be. Good grief. Yeah, buddy. So we're seeing a lot of sharks now, too. That water temperature is up 88 degrees, and there's a lot of sharks in the bay, but, you know, you just got to deal with them. The sharks are where the fish are, and the fish are here, so they're going to be where the food is. They're going to be where the food is, you know. So it's you got to deal with it. But did you get that survey about the sharks?
Uh-uh. Did you get one?
Oh, you did?
No, uh-huh. I didn't get one.
I did. I think you can go online and get that survey.
Okay.
And fill it out. Yeah,
Who's doing it?
Yeah.
TPNW?
I think it was, yeah. I filled it out. I got it in the mail. They sent me one in the mail, and I filled it out and sent it in. But it's questioning, you know, if you think that there's too many of them now, and you know, they go on and on.
Of course, there is.
Oh, yeah. And think the limit ought to be increased, and, you know, such as that.
Something needs to give. But I mean, who keeps sharks? I mean.
Well, I only know of one guy that keeps them. I mean, you know, good grief, he throws sharks up on the cleaning table. I've seen him throw them up there, you know, six feet long. And I give him the thumbs up every time I see him. I go, hey, man.
Need to go
keep
buy that guy
can.
A 12-pack, man.
I know it. But, you know, we had a shark tournament here every year. And they brought in a 13-foot tiger shark. And they had it hung up, boy, and everybody was cheering and all this. And he came by the guy that caught it, and he said, hey, did this have a steel leader such and such inches long with a certain size circle hook in him? He said, yeah, how'd you know? Well, he pulled out his phone and showed him a picture of it, and he said, I caught him last week at the jetties, turned him loose.
Wow.
I was hoping to catch him during this tournament. He said, I turned him loose. 13-foot tiger.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want none of that. You know, I saw where a young kid out of Port Aransas on a 36-hour trip caught one like that about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
They had it hung up. It was over 13 feet. And then I saw that bull shark that was caught in Mississippi the other day, but it was caught by a commercial vessel. So they couldn't certify it as a state record, but it would have blown the old state record away by over 100 pounds.
And man,
those bulls, when they get that big, they are just, they're as big around as they are long. They're massive.
Yeah. I saw that picture.
Did you? Did you see that?
Yeah. I saw it.
They had it hung up, and that guy standing next to it, he looked small next to that fish, buddy.
Oh, I'm telling you. I think it was massive.
I think the state record bull shark, it was caught, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago at Mud Island in Rockport. And Jay Watkins had been seeing that fish, and he told some guy about it, and that guy went over there and fished for it and caught it, and it was a new certified state record. How about that?
Huh. Man, I tell you, well, we've seen some big ones out there at the hump. Yeah, I know that.
Boy, I've seen some big ones in the back of Trinity Bay, buddy.
Oh, gosh. They make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, I guarantee you.
I promise you.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine, he had two encounters this week and a couple of days ago. So he said, you know, up close and personal. You know, rubbed up against him.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of that going on over here too.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of them in the bay, and of course there's a lot of fishermen too. So, you know, there's a lot of fish in the bay right now. A lot of people are catching trout. They're having a lot of trout taken away from them off their lines. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to happen, you know. It does happen. Those sharks are after those fish. They're not after you. They're after those fish.
Yeah, that guy that caught that state record bull in Aransas Bay, which that's where Mud Island's at, Randall Rickerson, caught it on a mullet. 515 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
That one in Mississippi, I think, was 566, 568, somewhere in there.
Good grief.
Enough to get my attention. That's an unpredictable shark. I mean, it's a cousin to the great white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, the bull can live in fresh water, so they're going to run up those rivers.
That's what's so bad about my bay, you know. A friend of mine, he's catching a lot of baby bulls up there with bull reds, even with the river running like it's been. And they're like three-footers, but they're bull sharks.
Yeah.
And he's seen some bigger ones than that have eaten his bull reds. He'll be reeling in a 40-plus-inch bull red, and it'll bite it off right behind the head, just clean bite it off. That's a big fish.
Goodness. Yes, it is.
Bite a bull red like that. That's no thanks.
No, that's not fun.
Well, let me knock this commercial break out and come back, and we'll talk some more.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Shark Week. That'll be coming up for long. Don't get in the water. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament that started yesterday. It's going to run all summer long through Labor Day. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish. They're swimming around right now in Texas inshore waters waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species inshore like gaff top, drum, and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hoff Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we are back, my friend.
You bet.
We're talking about stingers and biters.
And we got plenty of those.
Apex predators, man.
Oh, man, we got plenty of them. Yeah. Well, it's that time of the year. And you know what? June coming up. I like the month of June. It's a good month. And in the past, we've been able to get in the surf in June. Mm-hmm. And I remember last year, I guess it was, I was in the surf like 2 weeks in a row. I mean, we were in the surf, and man, we smoked them in the surf. Mm-hmm. And the surf flattened out. And you could go out in the surf, drop your trolling motor down, ease along, and you could cast a super spook, almost hit the sand with it.
Right.
You know? I mean, it worked that first gut. Oh my goodness, it was awesome.
That's fun. You just don't get to do it very often, and man, when you get to, it's just amazing.
Oh, it is. It is. And I tell people, if you ever get out there in the surf and able to, throw a big old super spook in that surf and catch those big surf trout, it gets in your blood, boy. It does.
It's a whole different fish in my book, a surf fish versus a bay trout. It just, man, it's just.
Oh, it is. I mean, they fight so much harder. I mean, they do. They do.
And they taste better, too. They've got a whole different flavor to them, eating quality.
Yeah. And too, the redfish are right in there with them, right up in that first gut. And they're cruising.
And y'all have grass in the surf down there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. And for sure. Speaking of that, I'm seeing a lot of sargassum weeds coming in through the pass and through the jetties.
Yes.
There's a lot of that sargassum coming in right now. So I like to see that because like I mentioned on the show, I think last week, one year when I came in from the surf, I came around that north jetty and I was coming into the bay and a lot of sargassum was coming into the bay system and there were a lot of triple tail underneath that sargassum. And they were just laying underneath that sargassum coming into the bay. Boy, that was awesome. I shut down, and, man, we started fishing for those triple tail.
Right.
Man, I tell you, that is some good table fare there.
With all the seaweed this year, probably be a banner year in the surf, when it lays down for people to get out there and catch triple tail. Up here between here and Sabine is just some unbelievable triple tail fishing in the surf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. It should be. I know one year it was funny. I was sitting one Sunday morning. I remember I was sitting here in the house and I didn't have a party. And I was I turned on my VHF radio and I heard a guy call his buddy and he said, hey, he said, you need to get out here. He said, He said, "Man, we're catching a trout every cast." And his buddy said, "Where are you?" He said, I'm in the surf. I'm between the pass and the jetties." And, boy, I grabbed my phone. I called a buddy of mine that has a house on the canal. I said, "Is your boat in a sling?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "We got to go, man. We got to go." And so I ran down there, and I jumped on his boat, and we ran down to what we called Sunday Beach back then.
Right.
And so we ran down to Sunday Beach. We beached his boat, and we walked across to the surf. And when we got there, that sargassum weed was stacked up 2 feet high on the beach, man.
Good Lord.
It was just stacked up. And it was thick in the surf, just thick. And we both had mirror lures tied on. And he went, "Oh, man, this is going to be fun. You know, we're going to be hung up every cast." And I said, "It'll be all right, man. It'll be all right." So we waited out to the first bar. And you just stood there and looked for an opening in that sargassum, you know. You look for an open spot, and you cast and let that mirror lure drop into an open spot and not retrieve it. You just let it drop. And that Boom. Mirror lure would drop, and he cast. I watched him, and he cast and let it drop. And he looked over at me with this disgusting look on his face, like, "Oh, man, this is going to be fun." And all of a sudden, I saw him go, "What? Wait
he
a minute.
Bowed up.
I think that's a trout."
Yeah.
He bowed up. Yeah. You didn't have to retrieve it. I mean, they were so thick out there. It was incredible.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we had a banner day. I mean, they were in that surf like thick, you know. It was unreal. What a day.
Oh,
yeah,
so
nothing
much fun.
Like it.
No, there
it is.
That's fun, man.
It is. But, yeah, it was a great day. But I like to see that sargassum come in. The fish come in with it. No doubt about that.
Right. It's structure. And there's not a whole lot of structure in the Gulf other than guts and sandbars along a beach. And when you add the grass to it, it just makes things better.
Doesn't it? Well, it brings the bait fish in with it, too, you know.
That's it. That's why they're in there.
That's right. That's
ambushing
exactly
that bait out of that floating grass.
Oh, man.
Structure.
Man. That's right. It's like being out there in the Gulf, catch a little chicken dolphin underneath it, you know.
Yeah, no telling what else either. You know, triple tail, ling. I mean.
Yeah. Spanish mackerel, everything.
Yeah.
The old Spanish mackerel. You never know what you're going to hook up.
Sweet mackerel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of eating those, but they're a lot of fun to catch.
A lot of people like them. I'm not real fond of them either. Well, if you cut the blood out, they're doable.
Yeah.
They're good fried.
Yeah, but I'm not real fond of them.
Not compared to a trout or a flounder or something.
No.
Or even old slimy catfish. I mean, that's what I had for supper last night was some fresh catfish. Boy, it was good.
It was. Oh, man.
Fresh.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nothing better than that, really.
No, not really.
I tell you what, you know, I was telling some people that they were asking me about gaff top. I said, "Hey, gaff top's not bad, you know. It's just cleaning them is the hard part, you know." I said, "You don't get a big fillet off of a gaff top."
You know,
but
them old-timers, man, they used to take them and they would string them on a stringer and cut an X at the base of the tail. On both sides, and leave them on that stringer hanging off the boat and bleed them out.
Yep.
And once they bleed out and die, a lot of that slime comes off of them, and they'd put them in the cooler and ice them down,
Get
them real cold, and then fillet them when they get in. Hey, these fish are good.
Oh, it's
you
want to
mess with them? They're edible, no doubt. They're not bad.
Parks and Wildlife called me. They would call me and one other guy, and we would come over and pick up. They had huge coolers of gaff top, full of gaff top.
Mm-hmm.
And we would fillet them, and we have fish fry on the front beach to benefit the EMS here in town.
Right.
And, man, we had a big fish fry, and people just loved them. You know, the fillets are beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
And, heck, I think they thought they were trout and redfish, you know, but they were gaff top. But the fillets were beautiful. There's no telling how many I filleted. Oh, man, hundreds of them, you know. big old gaff top. The Parks and Wildlife are setting their test nets and, you know, just setting them up and down the bay. And these big old gaff top were getting hung in them and dying in those nets. Well, they iced them down in big old coolers. And they'd call me and they'd say, "Well, we got three big coolers full of gaff top." I'd say, "Okay, I'll be there." And I'd come over and fillet those. I'd go over and clean them. And there was nothing wrong with those fillets, I guarantee you. And everybody at the front beach would guarantee you they loved them.
Well,
they were good.
No limit on those.
No.
Catch all you want.
And they were beautiful.
Please, catch them all.
Yeah.
Get them all.
That's the truth. Oh, slammers.
That's it. Get every one of them.
I just don't want them in my igloo.
No, they will mess cooler up.
They will do that. Yeah.
I hate them in the summer when they're holding the eggs, you know, their mouth brooders, and those males will be holding the eggs in their mouth, and you'll catch one. You get them up by the boat, and somebody will invariably bring one over the side, and they'll start spitting those eggs up. You step on those, you got to have air chisel to chisel it off once it dries in the hot sun. They're nasty.
I tell customers, don't even bring him on the boat. You know, just hang him over the side.
Exactly. Hang him over the side, flip him off, and make another cast. All right, Lynn, I'm out of time already, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing Port O'Connor with you, give them some info how they can reach you, bud.
Yes, sir. Give me a 361-935-6833.
All right. Lynn, have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week, brother.
All right, man. You have a good one, too,
bud.
Mick.
All right. Later.
Bye, man. Bye.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience, well, they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all. And that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to run down Bay Cliffs and Leon Way, and we're going to check in with our good friend Fernando Ramondi with FCJ Marine. We're going to talk about his new boat that he's come out with and those great engines he sells and takes care of all of us guides so good every year. I mean, great guy. Fernando, what's up, man? Good morning.
Morning, Captain. How are you?
Oh, man, just hanging out, brother. How you been?
Busy. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry that I haven't been there, but we've been extremely busy with, you know, the shop fixing and now with the new boats that we actually came out, the two models that we have.
Well, let's hear about them, man. It's, I'm really excited about it. That, you know, you've been talking for years you were going to come out with a boat like that. And what is it, 26 feet?
Yeah, we got a 26.3 high side with, you know, a heavy build, hand-laid, all composite. You know, it has that sold of the 23.10 canner, yeah, but we'd, yeah, like the one that you run. For so long, we try to, you know, we study it and see how far we can actually go, you know, long and width onto it. And then we kind of, in the last year and so, after doing some testing, we came out with it a high side, just like yours,
right.
That it's going to be 26.3. And then on the same time, we kind of did something with a low side. That is going to be 29.9.
I think say, man, you stretching it out there with the 20.
Yeah, no, 25.9, and that's a low side. That on the high side, we actually have like 20. It's about 22 or 24, depending on the customer at freeboard. And then on the low side, you can actually go like 13 to 15 on the freeboard inside.
Right.
They all come in with that, you know, 80-gallon fuel tank or bigger, selection by the customer. We can go all the way to 144 gallons into it. And it's been amazing that getting to here, we were actually invited by Honda. And we took that that 263 with the 300 McLaren to the Miami Boat Show, and it was amazing. I mean, that the reception was incredible. I think we were the only ones that had like a McLaren at that time, and then we were busy. Like, people wanted to come and see the motors, and after they got to see where, you know, the boat that was there doing the sea trial for them, we started 10 minutes before opening time on Wednesday, and we stay about a day extra. We were taking people on Monday after the show was out. yeah. And then at last 4 or 5 months, we've been extremely busy building boats for a lot of people from Mississippi and Alabama border. I mean, the orders are coming as fast as we can actually take them, and they love the belt over there. I mean, it's incredible. I was like, I thought that resection here was going to be a meter more because Galveston Bay being so mean, but over there it looks like they get a lot of long runs, and their bay is probably real close to ours. And
oh yeah, I've had some rough boat rides over there in tournaments back in the day, man, where you needed some boat under you, you know, to cross that open water to go fish other spots. And that I can see why they're ordering a 26-foot boat over there.
Yeah, they are actually selling their 24 canners that they had forever that they, you know, rebuild or recondition, and so and now they're like, man, somebody finally heard it, you know, and built it its own for.
Yeah, that 26.3, how wide a beam is on that boat?
I mean, 8.2 is what we have to say, but it's a little larger than that.
Yeah.
Okay. It is legal, but it's like between A6, A7, all the way to the rod rail.
Right.
We made
what's
it.
What's the dead rise on it?
17 degrees.
That ought to, ought to knife good through the water, make the ride good.
Oh, yeah, that exactly. That's why we call it. I mean, it still have that canner, bill canner sole onto it. Okay, that's what made that boat so, you know, so good.
Yeah.
But we just did some changes. And I know a lot of people had asked me, like, Fernando, you're not the only one that had, you know, kind of make this boat from the canner side. And the only difference that we have is we definitely sacrifice a little bit of whatever, you know, speed at the top end. A lot of people now want to go, you know, low 60s or at least minimum, you know, high 50s and so, and then you lose the ride of the boat because you have to make it so light that, you know, now the boat doesn't ride the wave. It's just the wave actually, you know, makes the boat bends. Yeah. In our case, on the 263, we're actually, we called it the Fishing Guy Edition.
Yeah.
And you can actually order it for be 2,900 pounds or 3,800 pounds. The ones leaving right now to Mississippi, they all are actually the 3,800 pounds. They love the way how that boat takes on them. And even
water, you want that weight, man. You can, I mean, a lot of guys are, especially guides, they're willing to sacrifice that speed for the ride, you know, for comfort for their customers, you know.
Of course, and at the end of the day, I mean, how many days in reality you can run on the
exactly
open bay
right.
at 59.9 miles an hour?
Yeah. And that's with the 300 McLaren on it?
The one that we ran in Miami Boat Show, we had the 300 McLaren that did really, really good. That motor is going to be available in August the 10th. That's when we're going to start seeing those things roll it in. Now, we have right now, everybody's going either 300 or with a 350. Okay.
Right.
So 350, the engine looks kind of goofy on the bow because it's just massive. But the ride is amazing, and then the fuel economy is amazing because you're not pushing. I mean, you don't push in that motor hard enough, and then it's on that 3,700 to 4,400 range, where is, you know, the most efficient speed and load for the motor, and again that the boats are reacting really, really good. And I know a lot of people had a question, well, if you are so heavy, you know, how much you can actually have under the boat. I mean, like how shallow you can go. It's like we had, and I know we actually going to publish on saying that it's going to be 12 inches on the 26 low side and about 13, 14 inches on the 263. Now, you know us, right here, we actually got a little bit more strain onto it. And then we have, I mean, we had videos and we had tests where the 263 with the 350 being 764 pounds, we have been able to take off, you know, shallower than that. Okay. Yeah. We being kind of in the 10 inches, 9 inches, right. And train top down. Jack blade in three, and that motor straight. They don't even have to go down. You just push it, and you have so much torque on those motors that boat just is long enough that the nose just goes straight. It doesn't go up and the straight on. So,
and right. you get a lot of lift. It just lifts up and goes.
Yes, yes,
I got
yes.
you.
And then you know, fully custom made. We still kind of letting the customer come and sit down. We design it for them. Lately, it's been more like a standard boat because most of the fishing guide, they just love the boat, how it was designed. I have to say thank you to Sammy Guerrero. He's one of the guys that helped me kind of sit down on top of that deck and then other fishing guys that came out and say floor, like Brandon was here too, helping me out, just getting the last measurements too. We got a lot of tips from a lot of people. Sharky was involved onto it. And again, I think we put a lot of brains, a lot of people that are actually being in the water forever. My Laurette is actually, we're building his. He moved from the Galveston Bay to Mississippi, mm-hmm. and he ran Kenner for, I don't know, 20 years or so, and then finally he's like, well, now you got the boat, okay? And he can run onto it, and everybody so far, they're loving it, okay? The 26 loci. It's something they have a little bit more like a customer. It has a front deck. It has a back deck. They come with dual lock weld and recirculator. We have a lot of standard features. They are in other brands are actually just optional. So they charge you for it. These boats are pretty much the only thing you need is just say what trolling motor you want, what power pole you want, and what stereo you want, because everything else is just come standard on the boat.
Yeah, I got you. Now, that 350 Honda, that's a V8. Is the McLaren a V6 or a V8?
The 350 is a V8, and the 300 is a six-cylinder.
Yeah.
It's actually weighed exactly like the 250. Yep. And that motor roar. I mean,
will
you
it?
Know. Yeah. It actually
well,
runs
when you hear McLaren,
really
the first thing you think about is, you know, like Indy racing, Grand, you know.
Oh,
Grand
yeah,
Prix,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the only
name,
thing
baby.
That, yeah, McLaren was like, whenever we were with the engineers, they were like, well, we wanted to kind of make it sound a little bit more, and then the Japanese party from Honda was like, no, no, no. it's still like a Honda soul onto it. And right. That motor is actually regulated by the Honda. That's why the Honda is a Honda licensed product, and that's why they carry the same warranties and everything from Honda.
Exactly.
But it's super strong. It means the mid range of that motor is incredible.
Yeah,
incredible. And then going back to the 350, we had replaced lots of 350s and including a couple of 400s from other brands.
Right.
And every single time these 350s are coming and just beating the other brands down. I mean, fuel economy, right. Power, speed. Honda for so long we were waiting for something that good. And I think this time they literally, I know they came late on the party, but they nailed it really good. Really, really, really good. Yeah. And then, of course, all these new four strokes are actually making our life a little simpler whenever you're building these boats, because now you got the torque and you got the power, and then you got the horsepower now. Now you can actually build these boats a little heavier just to make sure they have the ride on too. Yesterday I was with it with the family with a 26 low side, and as soon as we were docking into the Dickinson Bayou, a guy, just older gentleman, came like from far away. He's like, "That looks like a canner." I'm like, "Well, yeah, it looks like."
Kinda.
He's like, "Oh, that's the new one." I heard from him. It's like, "Yeah, that's one of the new ones." Like, I bade this ride really, really good. I'm like, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." He does.
I can vouch for it. I've been running Kenners, what? Well, I had tournament boats, the 21 Vision I run forever because, you know, it was fast and fishable. And then, you know, my big 23 that I've been running forever, 25 years. I mean,
yeah,
I can vouch for them. They're good. And if you got a hold of that and perfected it the way you have with this new boat, I can only imagine what it's going
to
be like.
Well, I mean, there's a lot more technology now, access to technology on materials and, you know, core materials and so. And again, whenever we say we sacrifice a little bit, it's not too much. I mean, it's on that 263 with the 350, 6 people on the boat, they still run 53.9 miles. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's with 70 gallons of fuel. If you get it kind of empty onto it, we've seen 57.7.
Yeah.
On the 26 low side with the 300 Suzuki, it runs all day long, 53.3, 53.2. You can be cruising. Like yesterday, the bay was horrible with the wind.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife was like, "This is not ones and twos." I'm like, "Well, depending how you measure it, but
yeah,
it's like, no, these are like threes and fours." I'm like, "Well, yeah, in some part of the bay that were that bad." We were cruising at 36, 37 miles an hour, and they're just taking. I mean, you know, they're a super dry ride onto it. And now that we flare that aside, and then on that, we actually put gunnels on the low side,
right,
and then we have really wide gunnel on top of the 26.3.
Right,
that catches a lot of the extra spray on. So
exactly, that's if I had one thing that I would change on my Kenner as far as that, it's in a down sea, running down sea with it. When you bottom out in a big wave, the way that the gunnel's designed and the rub rail, it catches that water under there, and it throws it up in the boat somewhat. And that'd be the only thing I would change. And I know you've probably made that change for that type of design. And
we did actually took care of most of that. It's still because we're trying to protect and kind of like leave it as close as the Kenner 24 as much as we could.
Right.
If you have a crosswind, it doesn't matter what boat you have. You're going to be in the Carnival, and then, you know, crossbeams, you're going to get wet if you're in the wrong spot.
Winds 20 knots and above, I mean, it's just hard to keep any spray off of you. You know, a lot of people don't understand that, but experienced boaters do. Well, that's awesome, man. That's, before I run out of time, if somebody wanted to look at these boats, you've got them right there at your shop at FCJ there off 146, right?
Yeah. Yes, we have right now a low side and a 263 available. We are trying to plan to have a demo of boat rides on a somewhere in San Leon or so in the next 4 or 5 weeks. I will call you and let you know. But, yes, if you come to FCJ Marine on 3333 Highway 146 in Baycliff, just come by and you can call us and we can set up an appointment to take you in the water. You can actually see them at the shop. We got those two boats right there. And it will be, you know, depending on what you're looking. If you're looking like a Losa, Mayak, Stream, or Haney 25 Magnet or so, we got the 26 low side, and then if you want something bigger like the canner, just, you know, then the 263 will be, you know, you will be the auction right. onto it.
Awesome. Yep. Well, man, I'm glad for you. I'm glad you got that going. And if somebody wants to call, give them that number at your shop. That way they can get a hold of you and schedule a test ride or whatever.
Yeah, the number is 832-864-2679. Again, the number is 832-864-2679. And then, yeah, I mean, as soon as you guys are ready, just we will take it in the water and you will see what it is.
Awesome. Well, great. All right, Fernando. Hey, it's good talking to you, buddy. And you have a nice Memorial Day weekend, what's left of it. And I'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
You too. Thank you, Captain.
And hey, thank you.
Whenever you're ready, just come by the shop.
All right, buddy. We'll see you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Later. Bye-bye. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices.
Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.